Rural hospitals in Georgia are struggling. They depend to a larger degree than urban hospitals on Medicare and Medicaid, which don't cover costs. And then there's the cost of caring for the uninsured. Georgia Public Broadcasting has the story of one Middle Georgia hospital that's on the brink of closing. Bonita Johnson has the lung disease COPD. Twice she went to the hospital emergency room because she had trouble breathing. The last time, about a year ago.
They treated me well. They can be a little bit slow at times with getting you things like water or something to drink and whatnot. But for the most part, I feel that they took pretty good care of me.
Johnson lives southeast of Forsyth, and Monroe County Hospital is the closest ER.
It's just too far to Macon or Griffin or Thomaston to make it to any other hospital. Sometimes people could die if we lose this hospital.
The hospital is in trouble, and it's turning to the community for help. This month, residents will vote on whether to raise property taxes and keep it open. Greg Tapley is chairman of the Monroe County Commission. He opposes the increase, but thinks voters should decide.
For every person that I've got contacting me about supporting it, I have another that says, hey, shut it down. It's losing money.
Over the last few years, the county has spent $300,000 annually to help balance the hospital's books. Last year, the county backed a $2 million line of credit, which the hospital exhausted in December.
You know, it's become a crisis. I believe that's the proper term for it.
If we don't gain public support and some additional help from the county, we would have to shut down the hospital immediately.
Tony Ussery leads the Monroe County Hospital Authority. He says the vote would increase property taxes enough to raise $1.2 million, which would go directly to the hospital's budget. That would give Monroe time to restructure. Last fall, Navicent Health in Macon took over the hospital's management. It plans to cut the number of beds from 25 to 10 and emphasize emergency room services. Now, Monroe County Hospital isn't alone in Georgia. Several other rural hospitals have sought public tax money and cut back services to survive. Chuck Adams is executive director of the Center for Rural Health in Georgia.
If you're going to the taxpayers asking to help a hospital that's losing money, you know, one thing I think is a positive is that community gets behind a hospital that knows it needs to change its model.
Sherry Sparks, CEO of the Forsyth Monroe Chamber of Commerce, hopes voters will approve the tax increase on March the 21st and that county commissioners will give it final approval.
Something needs to be done. You know, I don't know that we can do it on our level. We can do our best and we can do what we can, but I think this is a bigger issue than just each community rallying to save its hospital.
The state has tried to step up. Legislators created a program that would give income tax credits to people and companies that donate money to rural hospitals. But that won't help Monroe County Hospital's immediate need. So hospital officials will wait for a community's vote. For GPB News, I'm Michael Caputo in Forsyth.